The South Australian and ACT governments are planning to sign an agreement on a national space agency. Under the Memorandum of Understanding, both governments will lobby the federal government to set up the Australian Space Centre, as Caroline Winter reports.
The planets have aligned at Mount Stromlo Observatory in Canberra, where the South Australian and ACT governments are signing an agreement to create a space agency. Astronomer Brad Tucker is there.
We're seeing the agreement between two states, two territories, to coordinate, facilitate, and work together on space activities, filling the void of what needs to happen in Australia.
How important is this MOU? Is it just a piece of paper, or does it represent something bigger?
You know, MOUs, people always debate about the purpose of MOUs. They're, you know, to some degree they are symbolic, but it's an important piece of document in the sense that we are saying that we do want to do this, we are doing this, and it's saying, look, we're not going to wait around for anyone else to do this. It can't be left any longer. There's an urgency to this. We're going to lead the charge.
ACT Chief Minister Andrew Barr and South Australian Premier Jay Weatherill have agreed to a five-year plan, which would result in a Canberra-based space agency with Adelaide to also play a key role.
The space sector has enormous growth potential, and it's just a great fit for South Australia, given our national leadership in other high-tech industries like defence, renewable energy, IT. And it really gives our traditional manufacturers some advanced manufacturing opportunities.
Jay Weatherill says there are leading industry experts in both jurisdictions, and it makes sense to combine those skills.
Together we're going to advocate for an Australian space agency. We're also going to collaborate on how businesses can work together in clusters to just show that capability. And really it's about our will. It's about wanting to grab that opportunity. And we've expressed an ambition to be a location for an Australian space agency together with the ACT. And we believe that we can put a strong case.
A federal government review into the nation's space sector is underway. It will consult over the coming months and report back early next year, and it could lead to the formation of a national space agency. Brad Tucker again.
I think the view is this is almost hedging the bet, right? Okay, maybe the space review and we don't get a national space agency, so the ACT in the South Australia is going to do what we can to make it happen. And if we get a national space agency after this review, which comes out March, April next year, this will be the cornerstone and the framework for states, universities, governments working together to put us into space. And that's exactly what NASA and a space agency does. NASA is affiliated with universities and research groups all around the country. So this is very like the successful models we see in our overseas colleagues.
The global space industry's revenue is worth $420 billion annually. Australia accounts for around $3 to $4 billion. Michael Davis is chair of the Space Industry Association of Australia. He's also part of the federal government's Space Review Expert Reference Group and says the MOU shows a strong commitment from the ACT and South Australia on the future of the nation's space industry.
It's a complicated process and it definitely requires support from all the stakeholders in Australia, including the state and territory governments. And it all helps. And if we are successful in persuading the Commonwealth government to establish a permanent national space program overseen by a national space agency, it will then be necessary to determine the shape and direction and focus of research and development activity that industry would require.
That's Michael Davis, chair of the Space Industry Association of Australia, ending Caroline Winter's report.